So welcome to this Zen podcast. My name's Sarah Wood and I am your host for today. I lead the business analysis function here at Zen and I also lead the Parent Life group, which is just one of our diversity, equity, inclusion and belonging groups here at Zen. This is the Parent Life group's very first podcast, so I hope you all enjoy it. I'm joined here today by Diane.
Hello.
Sam.
Hi, Sarah.
Sajjad.
Hello.
And Megan.
Hi.
And we have come together today to talk about flexible working. So everyone here today all have flexible working arrangements in place and all for very different reasons. So we wanted to share our stories, what flexible working means for us, our families. And whilst this podcast is being brought to you by the Parent Life Group, one of the things that we want to dispel is that flexible working isn't just for people working, returning from parental leave and maternity leave. It really is for everybody. So I'm going to get you started with a little fact that you might not know. So on the 6th of April this year, the UK legislation regarding flexible working is changing, and it's now a day one statutory right to request flexible working, and you don't have to pass your probation period to do that. Zen have already implemented that, which is amazing, and I know we all benefit from flexible working. But Diane, I'm going to pass over to you to start with. Do you want to start off and share with us, what do we actually mean by flexible working, and then maybe share what you do?
Thanks, Sarah. Okay, so flexible working is working anything that is considered other than normal. At Zen, our normal working week is Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, 37 and a half hours a week-ish. But flexible would be working in a different location, working different hours, working condensed hours, working part-time hours, potentially even working school term time hours if that fitted in with you. So for me personally, I work a slightly condensed week. So I still work full-time, but I have a longer working day every day other than a Thursday, and then I finish at 1:30 on a Thursday. My working week has morphed over the years as my family needs have changed. So when my kids were very little and nursery was a thing, I worked 3 days to save on nursery. Then as they got older, I worked and they went to school. I worked 5 days but finished at 3 so that I could do the school run. Then as they went to high school, my caring responsibilities turned from less so for my children and more so for my mum. So I was then able to have a couple of afternoons off to go and help her with chores and housework and shopping and things like that. And now I don't have so much any caring responsibilities, but I still have an afternoon off, which is just for me. Sounds a bit selfish, but I love it. It's the time where I can do my life admin. I can do my cleaning, if that's what it is. I can do my shopping. I can have appointments. I can run errands. I can do the dentist. I can I can go for a swim or a walk or meet friends for lunch and things like that. It's a really nice well-being afternoon for myself.
Brilliant. And mine's the same. And I think what's brilliant about it is that Zen can be so flexible. So I return from maternity leave and I couldn't afford to drop any hours. My husband was a student, but I wanted to have some time at home. So I do compressed hours as well. But I work full time in 4 days. And that day has changed and over the years. So due to childcare requirements and my granddad was poorly and things had to change. And then when my youngest started school nursery, it meant that I didn't have those childcare responsibilities, but like you, I've still kept that day to myself. And having flexible working in place means I've got a day to myself that I haven't had for 9 years. It's incredible. I love it. And I think you can't put a price on that day for well-being and yourself and some time. And actually most times I just spend it cleaning, but to have a clean house for 6 hours a week is incredible. So yeah. I love it.
And if your well-being outside of work is good, then what you bring to work is good.
Absolutely.
The engagement and the actual stresses and stuff like that of people that work flexibly are far less than if you're a full-time worker and a full-time carer and a full-time mum, there's just not enough hours in the week to try and get everything done. And that causes stress. And having stress at home can cause stress at work as well. So by having that bit of time for yourself, it's just invaluable.
Absolutely. What about you, Sam?
Yeah, so I'm quite new to flexible working. I only started last month. So I think I'm still in my trial period. I requested it just after Christmas. Unfortunately, just before Christmas, my dad passed away, and it really gave me a reality check. It made me realise that actually, you know, I needed to spend more time with my family, more time with my mum. And so as soon as I came back, I put in the flexible working request. So I don't work a Monday now, but I work 34 hours over 4 days. So I've shortened my hours slightly. But the benefits that it gives me are just amazing. Just having that day to spend with my mum, it's just, yeah, you can't put a price on it, like you said. And she looks forward to that day every week now, which just makes me really happy as well. So, yeah, it's really working for us. And also for the school holidays, it'll give me that extra day where I don't have to worry about childcare as well. So, yeah, at the moment it's really working, and I would really, really encourage anyone in a similar situation to look into it. Diane helped me massively before I applied for it, around the hours and the wage, what that would be. So, yeah, there's the option to go to Diane and speak to Diane about it.
Yeah, we can do a kind of mini forecast for you on what your salary would look like, because if you drop a day and you do standard days, so you're going down to 80% of your full-time salary, you don't effectively lose the whole 20% because of the way tax and insurance is. And it's different for each person on each salary and what other commitments you have going out of your wages. But the general rule is, if you drop by 10%, you would only lose maybe 7% of your salary when you take into account everything else.
Oh, that's really helpful. And I think one of the other things that a lot of people don't know is that you don't actually need to put a reason, do you? So we've recently changed the form, or HR have changed the form, so you don't need to give a reason as to why you want to work flexibly, and that has to be considered. And I think that's not something that everybody knows.
Yeah, we would always try and accommodate anybody's request for flexible working, and like you said, they don't have to tell us why. It can be because you want to do your own cleaning, it can be for childcare, it can be for looking after elderly relatives. It can just be because you want to wind down a little bit and have a long weekend, and that's absolutely your right to ask. So as long as the flexible working can fit in with what your work is. So for instance, if you are a customer facing person and the prime part of your role is answering the phone and the calls are only open between 9 and 5, it would be hard for us to say, yes, you can start work at 6 and finish at 2, because there's no work for you to do during that time. But outside of those slight restrictions, we would consider most flexible working requests.
Brilliant. Sajjad, what about you?
Yeah, so I've been working flexibly for about a year now. My wife and I had a baby 2 years ago. And about 6 or 7 months in, I think we realised how hard it is having a baby. He was really fussy, and working from home, I could see every day how difficult it was for my wife. You just hear crying, and I could help out because I was at home, but there's only so much you can do when you're in meetings. So I spoke to you, Sarah, and just to see what the options were and what I could do. So I work my hours over 4 days now. I work longer days. I start earlier and finish later. And it's helped massively. So my wife's been able to go back to work as well, because that wasn't going to happen. We decided that I was going to work and she was going to look after our son. But she's been able to go back to work 2 days a week. And I get the Thursday with him as well, which is amazing, because like I said, you're at home, I can spend time with him, but there's only so much, and you finish at 6, you're tired, and he goes to bed at 8, 9 o'clock, and you don't really get much time with him. But having a full day with him as well as the weekend has helped massively. But I was nervous about asking for flexible working. Just it sounds old-fashioned, but being a man, I thought you don't really say I want flexible working because I've got a child. That's what women ask for that. Yeah. It sounds really, really old-fashioned, but I thought I'm not going to get it. But I'll have a word with Sarah, see what you think. And you were amazing about it, and just said that if that's going to help, do it. And it has made such a difference to our life and the work side of things. Having an extra couple of hours. So usually I'd finish at 4 o'clock and work until 6 now, having that time where you don't have any meetings, people are not really around, and it gives me time to catch up on things. Usually I'd finish at 4 and have a stack of things to go through the next day, but I can spend time now and actually go through and get my work done by the end of the day. So massive help for me.
Oh, brilliant. And there is quite a high percentage of my team. So I lead the business analysis team, and about 60% of my team are on flexible working. And we haven't seen a drop in productivity, if anything. The productivity has increased and the morale's increased. And I think it's a bit of a misconception that if you compress your hours, then you lose the day, but you don't, because you make it up and everyone is still working those hours. And it's been a really massive benefit to men and women in my team. So I've got 2 men in my team that work flexibly. So it's really great that you are happy to share that. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Sach. I'll just add as well that at the moment at Zen, we women only make up about 30% of our workforce. So we're 70% men. But our flexible workers make up most of the people who work flexibly at the moment are women, and we want more men to consider it. We want to, like you just said, Sad, we want to dispel that myth that it's just for women, it's just for people coming back from mat leave and things. It's not. It's absolutely for anybody, and we'd encourage everybody to apply.
Brilliant. How about you, Megan?
Yeah. So I was under the spell that it was just considered when you was returning from maternity leave initially, which is what started my request for flexible working. When I was on mat leave, I managed to bank all of my annual leave. So for 3 months, I kind of did 3 days in work and 2 days off. And I really found that balance worked well for me and my family. So when my annual leave was up, that's when I looked into the flexible working, which now means, similar to Sam, I've shortened my hours and I have a Monday off. And my reason for doing so was my son was born with some additional needs, and just having that day off allows me to make sure his appointments are all on one day, and I can accommodate things with the hospital, but also to still continue taking him to like baby sign class and all those play groups that I just loved when I was on maternity leave. I've not noticed a drop in my productivity. If anything, similar to what Saj said, I find like I utilise my time a lot better. I'm just think this podcast is going to be great because it is going to dispel the myth that you have to have either a really compelling reason, like, or it has to be off the back of returning from maternity leave or parental leave or something. But no, I thoroughly enjoy it. And although my little boy will be going to preschool next January, where he will be in childcare 5 days a week, I'm still going to keep that day off just for myself and to do the food shop and enjoy a peaceful house with no children in.
I find it gives you your weekends back again, and then your weekends are that protected family time if you have got a family, because if I didn't do my shopping and my cleaning on the Thursday, I'd be spending half of the weekend doing that. And now if the weather's good or something, we can just take off for the day or take off for the weekend without me thinking, oh, I've got a pile of ironing to get. I always have a pile of ironing, but less of a pile of ironing and washing to get through on the Sunday before going back to school or something.
Absolutely. And I'm the same. I just love having that day to myself. I think the other thing that people is a bit of a misconception that people think is that if you work flexibly, that's going to hinder your career progression. And I know Megan and Sam and myself, we've all been sort of promoted and changed roles whilst having flexible working arrangements in place. And did you find it impacted you in any way, Megan?
No, so the first, when an internal vacancy came up, the first thing I said to the hiring manager was, I'm currently on flexible working. Will that hinder my opportunities? And he said, absolutely not. And it was great to see on the actual advert, flexible working considered, which I think is just a great move for Zen and something I've not necessarily seen before, where they proactively share that. That doesn't hinder you, because I think that is a big misconception. The fact that I don't do full-time hours, will that, you know, hinder my development? But it hasn't, and it wasn't questioned. And it's just great to see that it's kind of the norm now. So many people across Zen do it. And yeah, I just want to reiterate that it didn't hinder my development at all.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think for me, I haven't actually, because I've only been doing my flexible working for a couple of months, so I haven't actually changed roles. But I don't think for one minute I would feel like it would hinder me at all. It doesn't even, that hasn't even crossed my mind. I'm still working just as hard and doing my hours. And I, like, you know, yeah, my productivity is still just as good. So I don't feel like in Zen that would hinder me if I did want to go for a promotion.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all very much. Thank you for sharing your stories. And Diane, thanks for sharing the HR side in terms of what flexible working is. And I would absolutely encourage everyone to have a think about what flexible working would work for you. Reach out to anyone in HR, to Diane, and there's also the Deeb page on Zenzone, which has got loads of information about all of the other groups that you can access and the support that's available. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.